Okay, so I randomly, Ross, you just mentioned to us, you slept on the floor in your living room last night. I then said, why? Please pick it up from there.
Because I was playing football. I do my five-a-side football every week and got back at 9 o'clock. Didn't have a shower, and then Liz went to bed, had nowhere to have a shower, and she said, before you come back...
Hold on, what do you mean you had nowhere to have a shower?
You only have one
You have only shower. One shower in the house?
No, we've got a three-bedroom villa just to the right of the Burj Al Arab.
Oh, you live just to the right of the Burj Al Arab?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But, have I mentioned that before?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't want to go into Isla's room because she's asleep. I'll wake her up. Very clumsy. Annie has just moved in.
Is she okay?
Annie, is she okay? She's yep. okay, Annie. Yeah.
Cool.
She's okay.
So where's your third shower?
Liz's room.
Which is your room.
Yep.
Yep.
Like your
bedroom.
Didn't want
to go in.
Is your room called Liz's room, your wife's room? It's not your room. It's Liz's room.
Yeah. I've got a very small section of the bed there.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to wake her up. That's considerate, right? So I slept on the floor.
Which is going to bed dirty.
So she was in bed by 9.
Yeah. 9:15, yeah.
What's going on there?
What do you mean?
Why is she in bed at 9:15?
Because she's up at 5:30 a.m. with the kids. And then looking after 30 kids in a class.
That's tiring.
A lot of tiring. Exactly. Very tiring, yep. She's a good woman, you're Liz.
What just happened there? Okay, wait, I just don't understand.
That was a good...
So what's wrong with that? I'm being considerate.
You
slept
are.
On the floor.
Mm. I want to know, did you shower this morning?
Yes.
But how?
I don't believe you.
Because everyone was sleeping.
Everyone
so
was
how?
Sleeping when you left. It was the same. He's been caught out. It's the same.
Come and smell me. I had a shower because she was up. She was awake. Kids woke up at 5:30.
But what time did you wake up?
Told you to get a full. You need a full time nanny, mate. You need some help in that. I'm telling you. She gets up at 5 and then does the whole day and then comes home and
with
does the whole
kids.
Day.
She's a superwoman.
She is a superwoman, mate.
She's great.
She's not burning out. She's okay, isn't she?
She gets 9 weeks off in the summer. Don't feel bad.
Oof.
Oh, don't say that, Rossi.
You're really on a
sorry,
thin
I'm not very
line
good.
Here.
When I don't have much sleep, I'm not very good, you know? And I'm sorry, but... I'm considerate, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you one thing. Did you use a bar of soap? Or did you use...
cubes
the,
of soap.
The because we were talking about this yesterday on the show, and we talked about it in the office afterwards. I just want to do a really quick poll here of the UAE.
No.
Yeah, I'm doing
a
quick poll. Because I believe that there's a trend coming back. I believe everyone left the bar of soap and they went to the, what do you call it? The bottled liquid soap. What do you call that thing?
Body wash.
Body wash. Everyone's got that real fancy macaroni cheese smell. Body wash. It comes in all these
macaroni cheese.
It's got every smell possible. Fairmont Roses. You know, it's got all these different smells. I've gone back to a bar of soap now. I've stopped using that squishy stuff because I felt like I was using too much of it too quickly. It's costing me 20 dirhams a bottle.
You know what you need, Chris? A soap on a rope. Do you know what one of them is?
No, listen, don't go off the topic.
Don't go off the topic. How did we get from Rossi sleeping on the living room floor to this poll that you want to do about who uses what?
Quick poll. Because we talked about the shower yesterday at this time. We're revisiting shower talk. Do you use a bar of soap?
Oh, my goodness.
Or do you use that liquid
body
soap that comes...
wash.
Hold on.
Body wash.
You know there's somebody right now who is listening to us in the shower.
Oh, my gosh,
with
callers.
No, they can. Because a lot of people have got these Bluetooth speakers, right?
Yep.
And you can use them
Guys,
in the shower.
What is happening?
Wouldn't it be amazing to have a call?
Show?
It would be amazing to have somebody in the shower right now. Give us a call on their Bluetooth speaker.
0442 31000. Also, but I want to go to the main focus. Bars of soap or body wash?
Shower gel. Thanks, KJ.
Thanks, because I used to always use shower. No, I used to use shower gel. I've sort of gone back to bars of soap. I feel like they're more economical.
I can't believe this.
Oh. It's the topic the country is waiting to hear.
Right.
Do you use bars of soap or shower gel in the shower? Interesting.
We always tackle the important things.
Yeah, or someone's put us on hold. Thanks, Dane. We've got Dane over. Dane, you put us on hold on the other line. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, gel... or a bar of soap. Which one?
The body wash.
The body wash. So you're using the gel?
Yes, because it's so much simpler. You got the three in one. So you do your hair, your face, and your body all in one go. So you don't need to chop and change the whole time.
You know what? I understand that, but I'm just saying a bar of soap lasts about like a month or two, 2 months maybe. These body washes, they run through pretty quickly.
It depends how much you consume in the end, because a little bit gives off a lot of soap.
Okay. Are you putting like a fill in your hand?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, sorry,
stop it, Chris.
Okay, sorry, man. Have a great morning. Thank you.
Cool shot.
Well,
man.
The results are in, ladies and gentlemen. And the UAE has voted. 73% of people living in the UAE are using the shower gel. Shower gel, really?
I can go about my day now. Thank you so much, Chris.
Try the bar of soap. Just try it next time you go shopping, all right? Come on. Give it a go.